Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come my kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow.
All right, they've got an hour left and a lot to cover. I want to play this as the same clip that I thought was a joke when you said it. And then I remembered, wait, I saw Jay Dyer talking about that. I thought it was a joke. And now during the break, I was watching it. I mean, I'm not even trying to be mean, folks. And you know I'm not an infighter. I boost everybody I think's good. I want to beat the globalists. They're trying to put me in prison. Okay, I don't see this world as a competition intellectually. I see it as a competition. Our ideas becoming the dominant force in winning. But just briefly, this is something you hit on, and people need to understand this. You're a natural, and I've been a natural in that I was drawn to this. It's all I ever wanted to do. No one tried to get me into politics. No one tried to get me to read political books or military books. I just couldn't stay away from it. Same thing with you, since you were, like you said, 12, and people looked at the record. You're in newspapers when you're 13 about politics. Your pedigree is real, out of the dirt, you know, real grassroots. All these new people coming in, we're not in competition with them. We want to take over and fix things, but we're in competition with their lies, their amateurism, and the fact that they're trying to shut us down because they're operating from a place of wanting to be dominant themselves, not intellectually dominant. So just this few minutes, we have the short segment. Some stations don't carry it, but I'm going to put it on X later. And Rumble, you quantify that, because I'm kind of putting my words to your words about the facts. Like, oh, geez, need to be respected because we have the pedigree to prove it being right and where we came from. We didn't just show up. Nobody should ever just trust people that suddenly just show up.
Well, and it's not even just that, although that's totally true. It's just about, are you getting it right? You know, because for me, it's not about the personalities. I love to disagree with people, and I love to collab with people and promote people that are, like you said, we want our ideas to win. We want America First to prevail. But where I started to have a problem with some of these types is they started to put out this stuff about the Frankists. It's a big Frankist conspiracy. And then the Charlie Kirk stuff. And you start to say, okay, so I have no problem, like you said, with newcomers. We want to promote newcomers. We want fresh blood and we want energy and we want excitement. We want a Big Ten. I used to run AFPAC. Now I'm thinking maybe it's not the best idea with all the violence going on. Who knows the future of it? But we used to put on a convention every year where we brought in everybody that we could, everybody that was even adjacent or remotely on the same page to speak, because we want the movement to be as big as possible. But like you said, it's a very, I think you said it a great way. We're not in competition with them. It's with their lies that are actually hurting the integrity of the movement and what we're doing. It's not about gatekeeping our share of the pie. It's about we need to protect the integrity of the message. And that comes with, you know, whether it's these left-wing types, that comes whether it's these Islamist types, the conspiracy cranks. The message needs to be America First, and it needs to be factual because, you know, a good friend of mine used to say this, Keith Woods, I'm doing his thing, I think, next week. Our biggest superpower is that we have the truth. We don't have the giant budget that they have. We don't have the grip on power that they have. But the one most powerful weapon that we have in our arsenal, whether we're censored or intimidated, harassed, whatever, is that we are right. We have the truth. We are telling the truth. And the second that you start to compromise that weapon by lying, by being irresponsible, by being reckless, by having some other motivation, well, then you're taking yourself out of the game. You sabotage your credibility. You sabotage yourself. You sabotage the whole movement. And then we're no better than the other side. I mean, what's the difference if they're pushing some ridiculous fantasy narrative and we're doing something else? Well, at least they're doing it with a bigger budget and better clothes. You know, so I didn't get into this because I wanted to be the number one show. I'm not an Oprah wannabe. I got into it because I wanted to tell the truth. And we need to guard against people that have any other motivation. We have to protect the integrity of that.
And like I said, my listeners are like, look into the planes, look into this bitch snow. And I went, it was like instant horse crap. And I'm like, hey, I think you're being lied to. Shut up, Israel. And I'm like, you're insulting my intelligence. Okay, I'll be proven right. And, of course, we've been proven right. This Mitch Snow guy is a flaming con man who she still defends. We'll be right back.
Amen.
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I talk to Nick maybe once a month on the phone, maybe once a week, text messages. And I say that because with Candace Owens, her whole MO is, has anyone communicated about her? And she makes her listeners and other talk show hosts send me all your text messages to prove you haven't been plotting against me. And they send them to her. And she's like, well, you ask a question. You are now excommunicado. I mean, it's the way she set herself up as this authority. And so she's kind of patient zero of this, boosted by big tech, while she says we're the establishment and we're Israeli operatives out to get her. And so I don't have something to get her. My listeners a few months ago said, as I said, hey, Alex, you need to look into this Egyptian plane. Why aren't you covering it? And I'd heard that since day one. I said, well, I kind of looked into it. And then, well, about this Mitch Snow? So I instantly go look his name up. And there's videos of him saying, my ex-wife, 2016, took the keys, wouldn't let me leave. She'd already pulled my arm out and beat me bad, had the dogs mauling my son, and she locked me in this dungeon and broke my hands and legs with a hammer, and then the police were under her control, and so I go look it up, he's got a conviction for it, and then she releases video of she can't leave, he's got a hammer attacking, and then it's just like, oh, and we're like, Candace is like, what does it matter what he does in his personal life? That has nothing to do with whether he was at Wachuca. I mean, the first thing is the credibility. The date he's arrested, he says this. The wife releases footage of what she said happening. And her surrogates, I've never been so attacked. I loved it. I went, ooh, I like this. You're over. We're going to get you. We're going to go after your sponsors. We're going to have just like. And it got worse and worse and worse. So I kind of swore it off about a week and a half ago because, I mean, I had a lot of serious stuff to cover and research. And I'm spending hours a day researching her lies and feeling crazy while I'm doing it. Like getting mad and depressed for the first time ever. And, like, starting to really hate her face and, like, oh God, I don't notice how evil she is. And just how she looks like a demon, like a big gremlin. And then I started noticing all the other lies she was telling. And I was like, oh, my God. I asked friends and family. I actually prayed about it. I said, should I disengage? And most people are like, yeah, just the people will figure it out. So I'm like, I'm going to disengage. But Nick's coming on. You know, he was on vacation for 2 weeks. So he said he'd come on after. I said, well, we'll do this last time. And then today I'm like, he's like, yeah, the time traveling and the looking glass. And I'm like, you're joking, right? And then I go look it up. It's all true. It's just like, well, so after today, unless there's just something I've got to do, because you know, Nietzsche said, don't look at the abyss too long, you turn into the abyss, or don't fight monsters too long, you turn into them. I'm swearing her off because it's like watching a satanic soap opera. And so after today, you notice last few weeks, I barely mentioned her. I'm done. And I even saw Nick on one of his shows before he left town. He just said, I'm not even responding. You guys want to call me a Fed or Israeli for saying she's full of crap? F you, I'll be vindicated. And I just need to be like Nick and just say, his wisdom of 26 is better than mine at 52 is, you know what? I'm done. Fine. You want to believe it? Just do it. In fact, she's right. Mitch is right. Charlie's a time traveler. And I'm done. But we do need to put bookends on it right now. Before we play this clip, you want to make any comments on that, Nick?
Well, I would just say, no, I think we need to push for accountability. I think we need to press the advantage. This Egyptian plane thing got debunked. She said she's putting up an interactive map.
Nick, 2 weeks ago was done. So I guess I'm kind of where you were 2 weeks ago.
Well, I don't know what I said 2 weeks ago. I forget. But
said,
I think
no,
I said
no, I'm not talking about her. She's totally insane. It's all a waste of time. So you think we should press the attack?
Now, certainly, yeah. I mean, because where we left off, she had just gotten debunked on the Egyptian planes. We thought this evidence was going to come out. And now it's clear this is a diversion. This is her next big diversion. She got totally blown out on the thing that she hung her hat on, which was the Egyptian planes. She hung her hat on that. Tucker even said, and I know that for a fact, I know that the Egyptian plane thing is real. Okay, so explain to us how all of the information is wrong then. He did 25 shows on it. Tucker says he knows, just like he knows I'm a Fed, he knows that's real. So how did you know it if she got all the information wrong? Where's her interactive map? So no, I don't think we can let her get away with the, oh, well, now we're just going to talk about Mitch. Oh, now we're going to talk about aliens and just into the next diversion. No, I think she stumbled on that one. And I think now people need to demand, because she called me out today. Now she's coming after me, that she's making me part of the diversion. Her stuff is crashing and burning. So now out of a clear blue sky, I wake up today, she's on a full-blown attack. I don't have a blue check mark. I only have 280 characters. She's writing essays about me.
Okay,
he says I have a subterranean.
I didn't know about this. I'm just now learning. She's, quote, accusing you of covering up that Satan doesn't exist. All you do is talk about the fight between God and Satan.
It doesn't matter. She lies. She has no regard for the truth. But now this is part of her diversion. Now all the, you know, now that her information didn't work out, she's going to turn the attack outward on everybody else.
Were you in Fort Huachuca?
Yeah, I was there with Cabot Phillips and Elvis Presley and Jeffrey Epstein and Charlie Kirk. We were all hanging out.
Did you see the part where she goes to Mitch? Hey, was this guy from Daily Wire there? And, and she gives him the photo and he goes, yeah, he was too.
Yeah.
I love that. It's like you Instacart whoever you want.
Well, and here's the best. So then Cabot Phillips, the editor of Daily Wire, he texts them and says, no, I was actually in Nashville that day. I was shopping. Here's a picture of me. Here's my receipt, blah, blah, blah. And then they said, well, you edited the metadata. Edited the metadata of the photo. And then he says, no, here's the metadata. I sent the original picture. They said, well, that can be faked. It's like, okay, so what? And by the way, if you respond to the text message, you're in on it. If you don't respond to the text message, you're in on it. If you debunk it, it's part of the conspiracy. If you don't, it's because it's true. You know, it's just like a completely post-truth, post-rationality thing.
A few weeks ago, she said, why are they giving me alibis? I didn't ask for those. And then it cuts to her demanding him. The guy's on C-SPAN. They lie and say he's not there at 2:45. He's there at 11 a.m., which is 8 a.m. at Huachuca. And they just can't. So, yeah. Well, I was being serious, though. It makes me feel insane following her. I didn't know about this time travel thing. Now I know it's true. So I guess we do continue to cover this. But I don't. Here's what made me feel like I was going crazy. Her listeners, no matter how crazy it was, would still agree with it. Like, first they said, oh, this is fake. Mitch's dad was the Zodiac killer. He didn't say that. Then when he confirmed, no, it's true, they went, well, his dad is a Zodiac killer. I mean, it's like, who are these people? Like, they're the most, how did she get the most gullible people on earth? I don't understand it, because I want the smart people.
They're like, they're just victims of the Matrix. These are like psychic casualties of the Matrix. They have lost all discernment from being lied to and red-pilled and blue-pilled. And the reason it makes you feel crazy is because she's like a typical crazy broad. And if you deal with a crazy broad, all they do is gaslight. All they do is manipulate, lie, make you second guess yourself. You know, you got to go back to the tape. And so you deal with a crazy broad long enough, you start to feel crazy.
You say you don't know about women. You say you haven't been with a bunch of women. You sound like an expert.
Well, let's just say I'm a student of human nature. Okay, I'm very perceptive.
Well, let me tell you about the unicorns. The hotter and the better in bed, the crazier in the head. Good in bed, you know, crazy in the head, good in bed. No, you talk about gaslighting masters. It's the cliche is true. The better looking a woman, the crazier they are, and they will. It's something else. I'm trying to be mean, but God Almighty. It's true.
That's what it is. You know, so you can't, it's like you said, staring into the abyss, dealing with a crazy broad. So you kind of just need to rise above and be amused by it. You can't, because that's their little trick. They try to get you irritated. They throw a little wrench in there. And so as a guy, you got to just maintain the frame, you know, PUA 101.
My dad always told me, he said, listen, women are amazing. I shouldn't say this. But he said, you got to treat them all like they're 5 years old. And it's not that they're stupid. He goes, when they try to manipulate you, get you mad, you got to make it a joke. Or you just got to leave. And I tell, that's what they want, though. Because they'll try it. And then when you make it a joke back at them and laugh at them, then they just laugh. But if you but if you buy into it, then it's like, God, I should write a book. You should write a book. Nothing against, you know, the Tate brothers, you know, big tough guys, all that stuff. They've been proven this, and I like them. You know, they're kind of for little kids that be kind of overly tough He-Man stuff, which I get. Kids are all disempowered, so they need to kind of get the extreme version. To me, though, there's real techniques in life that I never even really used, but I learned, like, if I had implemented this stuff, it'd been so easy. Like, just laugh at a woman when she's trying to mind control you, and they just disintegrate. So how did you learn that without dating or without, you know, being out there?
Well, I've been dealing with these feminists on the right and on the left forever, you know, because I go on my show and I think I have a fairly traditional disposition. And you just get these. There is a huge problem on the right wing of very feminist women. We all know it. They claim to be traditional Christians. They claim to be conservative, and they are the bossiest boss B words. I know you're on radio, so I don't want to swear. You know, usually on my show, I'm pretty sure they're bossy boss bitches, but they come in the form of, I'm wearing my sundress. I'm picking berries in the garden. I'm a traditional woman. I'm a traditional wife. And they're boss bitches. And so I've been dealing with that for like 10 years. And they gaslight you and say, oh, well, you're a little incel. Oh, well, she called me a theater kid. Well, you're this and that. It's like, no, I'm just a traditional man. And I'm not here in the traditional movement to get bossed around and talked down to and finger wagged by some woman who isn't even my wife. So you deal with that long enough and you just start to wisen up, because, you know, it's like I said, it is the gaslighting. It is. You're so right about that. The pickup artistry is one thing, but it is so real that there is just a small little bag of tricks. They're not complicated. There's not a lot of them. And they do really just work every time, because it's about human nature. And with women, you know, that's very true. Like laughing at them and just kind of knowing what they're about, what their motivations are. That's very true. And you learn it very quickly dealing with them in a romantic context, in a professional context, political context. You met one of them, you met them all. You know, they all kind of act the same way on some level.
Deep down, there's some really amazing women. And when you're not in a relationship with them, like your mother or grandmother, then you get the real wisdom of a woman. But when it becomes between a man and a woman, there's definitely primal manipulations. But let's be honest, women have got their problems. Men have gotten really stupid, really lazy, and have the Peter Pan syndrome. So why don't we talk about the problems with men a little bit, since we're there?
I don't know. I feel like we talk enough about the problems of men. I feel like there's always this like both sides kind of thing.
Yeah, but not the fake arguments. Like you say, get in shape, have a destiny, be strong, you're powerful, you have a will. That's not the left criticism. I like your criticism. Your criticism is get up, get on your feet, Marine.
Yeah, because men need to be talked up and women need to be humbled. That's the difference. Men need to be encouraged because men are not taking the leadership. Men don't feel like they are in a position to lead. So men need to be encouraged. Men need to be sort of ascended. I'm in favor of this ascension idea, you know, looks maxing, getting in shape, getting your money up, getting that bag. Women need to be humbled. Women do need to be humbled because women are becoming like men and they think they're the boss and they think they're in charge and one is humbling
these
them.
Fat lesbians everywhere trying to attack ICE. They literally show up like they're super soldiers.
And she got humbled real quick. She had that look on her face like all women do. There's never any accountability. They don't live in the real world. They think actions don't have consequences. And so her and the lesbian, drive, baby, drive. Okay, come and get me. Okay, get mag dumped in the face. How about that for a little accountability?
You just ran into a combat veteran. Obviously, you got a lot of PTSD and 10 years ICE and just run over and drug 300 feet with stitches all over his body. And he's saying, get out. She rams him. He's got internal bleed. He pulls the trigger. He's not happy he did it. But like, that's a real person, lady. He ain't LARPing. You just attacked a warrior and he kills you.
Yeah, blew her away. You know, she effed around, she found out. But that's the thing,
well,
these women.
I don't go to the zoo and climb over the fence and get in the thing with the lions. I mean, you know, it's what she did.
Well, and everybody talks about, is it justified? Was she in retreat? She's blocking a law enforcement vehicle with her car. She's surrounded. She's given an order to exit the vehicle. She hits the gas. I don't care what the explanation is. We can't start in the middle of the story. What's she doing in the middle of the road? At that point, you forfeit your life. You're interfering with law enforcement. You're refusing commands. You're going to run over the guy or try to flee. Is that really even better?
Yeah, I mean, if she hadn't hit him, you'd say questionable. I get it. But he bounces off the car. And then the corporate media won't show it.
Yeah, the first person footage is not even ambiguous. You know, he gets struck. That's very clear, you know. But that you could see from the pictures of her and even her in that video, she's got this big, stupid look on her face. And it's like you're in danger. You're being told an order by law enforcement. And she's got that big, dumb look on her face. She didn't even know where she's at.
And I feel like that's she's messing with the local, you know, social justice cops that do PR at the high school. She's going out with like the guys that will sign on for the most dangerous, no thanks job that are all like veteran cops and military, obviously the PTSD brigade, not the group of guys I'm going to start a fight with. Unless probably not the guys you want to start a fight with at the bar either.
No, but that's just it. I mean, they always have that bewildered expression. These women these days, the feminist types, boss bitches, they push. And they're so used to never facing accountability that when finally they get punched back, shot, whatever, like in this case, then it's shock, horror, outrage, you know. But listen, saving Western civilization starts with humbling these people, putting them in check. We can't have the world run by completely unaccountable women. And that's really what it is. You can never hold them accountable because they're weak. Because they're, you know,
well, they're believing Hollywood, which we know for 20 years has ESG laws, regulations where women must be the boss. Women must win all the fights. And I don't mind having women where they win fights in movies. But every movie, she kicks 50 dudes' asses. She kills the alien. It's all made to literally make these women believe this crap.
Yeah, well, I like the new Batman that came out a few years ago. Catwoman tries to fight him, and he just throws her into the ground. It's like, how about some realism? But that's the thing. You can't hold them accountable because people are always making excuses. Oh, it's her parents. Oh, it's her husband. Oh, it's her boyfriend. It's her father. Oh, well, she didn't know what she was doing. And it's like, okay, so if a person can't be held accountable, she can't have any authority. She can't have any power. If you can't be held accountable for your actions, then your range of actions has to be limited by people that can be held accountable. And that's literally at the heart of why the civilization is dying. On some level, that's a huge part of it. And women like this one that got shot by ICE, like they're the worst of the worst. That's why I was surprised when so many people said it was such a tragedy. I said, that's not a tragedy. That's a start.
There's the insanity of... Let's go out when we see federal people doing a dangerous operation. Let's run up and get in their face during that. I mean, it's so, I'm tough, but I'm not looking to die. It's so stupid.
Yeah, well, but they're so bold. That's just it. No consequences. Decades of no accountability, no consequences, and they think there's no rules. It's a big free-for-all. She's defending illegals that shouldn't be here, stealing money that isn't theirs, and she tries to veto law enforcement by throwing herself in front of a cop car. Okay, well, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. It's got to start somewhere. You know, we got to start enforcing the rules. So I'm with you, though. I would never be in that situation. You think about a traffic stop. Nobody would pull that stuff on a traffic stop. Why would you think it's okay to pull that with federal law enforcement? You know, it's totally insane. So we got to restore some sense of order to the country. Starts with
that. It's like sticking your hand at the zoo into a lion's den. I mean, and punching the lion in the nose a couple times. I mean, it's not going to go well. So finishing up with this one, come back with the Owens, just a larger political thing, and Trump and the geopolitics. Amazing interview, Nick. What do you predict is going to happen? Because clearly it's the Podesta plan, the plan for civil war. They admit it. They're saying, kill them, get your guns. They're not real. They're Gestapo. Last night, a bunch of TDA Venezuelans beat up the ICE guy by himself with shovels. He shoots one in the leg to get away. They then rob federal vehicles, steal the list of the employees, steal machine guns, rifles. And it's not even on the news. Tim Walz is like, oh, God, we're under attack. They're knocking door to door to find the brown people. I mean, they're going whole hog. What does Trump need to do? Declare the Insurrection Act?
Yes, declare the Insurrection Act and get the DOJ to charge these people with sedition. If we could identify all 1,600 people in the Capitol that got charged with geolocation and bank records and facial recognition, why can't we do it with every rioter in Minneapolis? Why can't we do it with every person that's chasing ICE in Chicago? You have to go in and crack down hard with federal law, because if you don't, you're emboldening these people. And what's going to happen next is someone is going to go and attack ICE, and it's going to be a mass casualty event. Everybody knows it's coming. Everybody knows that's the next step, because it's been building towards that. They're firebombing ICE detention facilities and raiding them. They're blocking in ICE vehicles with 10 cars while they're armed. ICE officers are getting shot at. It happened to be the case in Texas. They only shot the illegal aliens they were detaining, but nevertheless, they tried to shoot at ICE. So it is coming. And some lunatic saw Renee Good got shot. I'm sure some tranny-loving lunatic far-left nut job saw that happen, and they started planning an attack that has not yet come to fruition. And I'm not willing, I don't want that to happen. I'm not putting that out there because I desire it. You're just dumb if you don't see where this is going. It will escalate because they're emboldened, and they're emboldened because they think they could get away with it. They're emboldened because there's no repercussions.
And by the way, the mayor of Minnesota, Fry, kind of patient zero in this, he said 2 weeks ago, don't come here, you're going to die. So they kept hoping they'd kill somebody. It didn't happen for 11 months. So then they shifted, well, now we're going to kill you. So they upped the amount of aggression and finally got what they wanted. It's so transparent, Nick.
It is so. And you're right. They do want it. They do want a confrontation because they want to galvanize their supporters. They know. And it's true. Look, the economy grew in the last quarter of 2025. The job picture is not so great. Inflation seems to be stabilizing. So the economy is a little bit of a mixed bag. It actually looks like with some of the redistricting, Republicans, they might not get utterly destroyed here. Democrats know they need to win a big majority so they can impeach everybody in the government. This is the playbook. They want to ratchet up the tension. They want to ratchet up the conflict because that activates their base. They want to get their base out, you know, by the millions in the midterms to go and show up and vote a blue wave so that they could shut down the administration. It's very obvious. And J.B. Pritzker, Brandon Johnson in Illinois and Chicago are doing this. Jacob Fry and Tim Walz are doing this in Minnesota. All these Democrats are doing that, and they know what they're doing. And they are chaos agents. So I think they should be held accountable too. You know, the government should come in and tell them, look, you got to be careful with what you say, because this is getting close to sedition. Federal law enforcement has constitutional jurisdiction to enforce the immigration laws in these cities. If you're impeding that, you're calling on a mob to go and attack law enforcement. That is seditious. And that's like, maybe people are uncomfortable crossing that line, but it's us or them at this point. You know, always fighting with two arms.
Let's talk about that when we come back. It's time to go nuclear. Break the glass with the fire axe metaphysically. It's time to abolish the filibuster. It's time to declare the insurrection. They keep saying he's going to declare martial law because it's the only thing they're worried about, because they're going to push it and push it and push it. And they think they're going to get a race war with their blue cities and the police they control to actually win. That is the Podesta plan. That is the movie Civil War. That is one battle after another. And I keep telling you they're going to do it, and now they're doing it. That's why we have to get ahead of this, and only strength will deal with this, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Republic. This is Trump's not perfect, but he's light years better than Democrats, trying to reassert our sovereignty. We'll finish up with this, finish up with Owens, because I already covered it, but I want to show the clips because I said it. I want you to actually see it, because we don't just say something and I'll show it. Then we'll talk about geopolitics with Nick J. Fuentes. Find him on Rumble. DJ Fuentes there. He comes on weeknights whenever he feels like it. And he's got to get a set time. But anyways, I'm a little neurotic about that. But we'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com/show. Man.video. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. And support us at TheAuctionStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I apologize, folks, about the laryngitis. It's painless, so my voice is a little bit better today. It should be probably good by like Sunday, but don't worry. I'll be here tomorrow.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I was talking to Nick earlier. He said, yeah, he never really gets sick. He was sick in December, and now again, even has a fever, but still came on. I got sick at, like, Thanksgiving with the throat like this. I never got a fever. It's been nonstop. But most of my family, most of the crew, and a lot of people think they've released some new COVID. They're not calling it that. Side issue, Nick, what do you think's going on? They even admit the hospitals are full. This stuff, usually colloidal silver and you know, oregano and turmeric knocks it out. I've not really felt bad, but still, I've been coughing, my lungs. What's been happening to you?
Well, I got the influenza A over around Christmas time, and it was brutal. I mean, it knocked me down for like 5 days. Couldn't even get out of bed. A body aches, chills, really high fever, like a 103-degree fever. Really, really bad. And it took me a while to get over it. And then now I got some new virus. No major symptoms, body aches, chills, fever again. But no cough, no congestion, anything like that. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm like you. I mean, I rarely get sick. And when I do, it's very mild. But this year, I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff going around. I'm hearing it's norovirus, adenovirus, flu's really bad. I hear COVID's somewhat mild, but I don't know what's going on. But you're right. They're saying the hospitals are full. Everybody's being hospitalized over this. There's been some pediatric death from flu. So I don't know what exactly they're putting out there. But
well,
I haven't
had fever, but I've routinely, I still work out. I'll just get chills and start sweating and, you know, and it'll go away for a few days, come back. So definitely something going on. All right. We were hitting something important before the break and I went off joking around during the break on some other issues. I know what it was. Charlotte, who works here, my oldest daughter, wonderful person. She comes in during the break. She says, Dad, you know, you're bashing girls saying we're all like 5-year-old mentally. That's not what I said. I said, when a woman in your relationship with them, it's a little different. You're my daughter. I said, with your moms and daughters, it's totally different. When a man and woman both have their weird dynamics, men do stuff that's wrong too, I was saying. It is like you make a joke or you talk to them like they're five and kind of think about the argument at that level. For whatever reason, that disarms and that's a well-known thing. That was not saying women are 5-year-olds mentally. I'm saying when it gets into mindless discussions, it's for whatever reason, that's kind of our good rule of thumb. So you want to respond to that, Nick?
Yeah, I suppose that's true. I mean, me, I take a much more aggressive posture on that sort of thing. I mean, I think that I don't want to offend your daughter if your daughter's right there watching the show. But no, I think that women are like children. I defer to Schopenhauer on this one. I think they are somewhere between children and men in terms of kind of where their mindset is at. And I don't know that your female audience is going to love that. Women don't love when I say that, but you know, that's why I'm, I guess that's why I'm single. I guess that's why I'm a bachelor. So,
but things have gotten better since we let them vote.
Oh, things are much better since we gave women the vote. It has been a remarkable success story. And all you have to do is look at the history. The country's so much better off. Well, that was kind of when I realized something was wrong, because I realized they vote for the wrong person every time. If only women voted, it would have been Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. If only men voted, it would be like, you know, Trumpler. It would be.
But
Donald
let's be
Trumpler
fair. It's like
forever.
60% are like that. There's, I know a lot of women that are more, you know, smarter than most men I know. You know, there's Charlotte. Charlotte, put her back on screen. What's up with JD Vance? What's going on? Oh my God. Charlotte's got a crush on you, Nick. She told me that about a month ago.
She's doing the Trump middle finger.
We're gonna do an arranged marriage right now. Charlotte Jones and Nick Fuentes. We'll have little Manchichi babies.
That'll be a power couple. Little, methylene blue, turmeric, unstoppable force.
Charlotte, get in here. I'm going to marry you off in an arranged marriage to Fuentes. Get in here now. See the great control I have around here. You need Andrew Tate be like, you need to have a shock collar. Bzz, bzz, bzz. All right, I'm going to stop. No, getting serious. Speaking about who needs a shock collar. No, I shouldn't go there. She'll say it's true. It's a coded Illuminati threat. It's probably her husband actually wearing the shock collar. No, but seriously, Candace Owens, I don't like to say stuff without showing it. Here she is. I didn't understand this. Now Charlie Kirk is a time traveler. And the guy they sent back to the future to try to save him is Mitch Snow. Here it is.
Why did Charlie think he was a time traveler? He said, as I showed you in earlier messages, that he was a time traveler and he had to find me. Is that just something people are saying to their homies in text messages? And again, not anything that I would have placed so much emphasis on back when he was saying it, but it came to fruition. The other parts, he did die young. Why did he think that him dying young was necessary in order to change things? He did die young. It is related to Turning Point USA. In some way or another, at the very least, we could all agree it's related to him speaking at a campus event for Turning Point USA. I'm totally occupied by this. I tell you, I read these messages and I'm going, what is this? What is reality, actually? And Charlie died. Yes, like I said, it was related to this organization. And I think we would all agree that his death and the manner that they did it changed the world in ways that I don't think we can fully realize, or certainly not in a way that I can articulate. You just cannot pretend that all of this is one big unhappy coincidence. It's entirely plausible, I think, plausible that they knew something about Charlie And that's why they had him marked and had him monitored and had him likely followed since he was young. And maybe they thought, like the agents think, that if they swarmed him and they stayed with him and they pretended to be his friend, that ultimately they could control Charlie and perhaps change an outcome. They could literally change an outcome related to Charlie. So when for the first time in his life, because I do believe he was managed, I mean, I've already said I was handled. I didn't recognize that I had agents. And for the first time in his life, Charlie peeks his head up and starts to push back in a meaningful way. It couldn't stop him from becoming bigger. That seemed to be inevitable. But they panicked. They seemed to have panicked, right? I mean, this is just starting to happen within a year. When Charlie's going like, hey, man, I don't actually think this. I don't actually believe this. And then he goes, you know what? Take the money. Take the money out of the organization. And they panicked. They freaked out. And their solution was, no, just kill him. Just kill him. We can't have this.
I'm going to say this. I challenge her to do a drug test. I will do one with her. You will find nothing but nicotine and alcohol and very little alcohol, a lot of nicotine. Candace, I want to say it, watching that, you can't fake crazy. That looks like Adderall-fueled schizophrenia to me.
Yeah, well, it's clearly some form of psychosis. That was my first thought, is like, you almost can't even blame her. Like, this is literally just psychosis at this point. You could see it in her eyes. You could see it in those. It, like, she is totally sincere. She's totally authentic. She believes in what she's saying. And it's the craziest stuff I've ever heard. I mean, and you know, we get into a lot of far-fetched stuff and conspiracies, and we like to speculate and do this sort of an intellectual exercise or something.
But we'll say we don't know. We'll say we don't know. And there's, you know.
Right, but to lay it down and say, well, no one just says they're a time traveler, so the claim is that Charlie was a real time traveler, traveling through time, using technology, and so
and
when they were telling
each
other— And
now he's got watching him, because she did too.
Yeah, well, and she goes, I'm an alien, he's a time traveler. Pete, she said at the beginning of the clip, you don't just tell your homies you're a time traveler. What's the implication? You don't tell your friends you're a time traveler if you aren't actually literally a time traveler. So if Charlie's saying, I think I'm a time traveler, he means I'm literally traveling through time. And it's like, so, but she believes it. She says it.
Well,
so
you're a major public figure with the left making songs and saying, we're going to kill you. And you say, gee, they may kill me. That doesn't mean you're a time traveler.
Well, and we all say that. We all recognize that this is the game we're in. We all recognize people get thrown in jail and assassinated. It happens all the time. I've said that to people. I'm sure you've said that to people. Oh, they're going to kill me. Oh, if I keep saying this, they're going to. People say it's just the parlance in this kind of world. And it turns into, well, if he said he's a time traveler, we shouldn't discount the possibility that he's manipulating the space-time continuum. And yeah, I've always said about her, you can never discount the possibility that she's just really that dumb. Everybody thinks it's so much more complicated. You can never discount the possibility she's just dumb. Even in the clip, she says, I've been really occupied with this. It's like, did you mean like preoccupied? Like, and you hear this sort of stuff. If you watch her show enough, it's all the time. The wrong word, wrong pronunciation. She just really doesn't have it all together. She says it's all a big coincidence. I'm sorry, what coincides with what here? You know, for there to be a coincidence, that means that two things must be happening together. There has to be things that coincide. What coincides here between the French, the time travelers, the Egyptian? There is no coincidence here. A person was shot by a left-wing partisan, or at least that's a suspect in custody, and Occam's razor, that's what it looks like
and
to be.
And then he shows up in a trans flag tie, celebrating. But expanding on that, then they say, we don't want to investigate it. No, we do want to investigate it. We both had questions. My only issue is that the big tech is pushing her. That's not denied. They want us to hear this message, and she's not above asking questions. Here's a clip. Nick Fuentes fires back at people. Candace labeling him a pedophile, and then she's out saying that you don't believe Satan's real. You're telling people don't believe in Satan. She doesn't show a clip of this. This is getting even more bonker. Here it is.
But what I said, and the point that I'm making about Epstein, people are getting caught up in the sensationalism of pedophile, pedophile. And I said this last year when the story broke. I said the exact same thing. I said, Yes, they are sex crimes. Obviously, it is human trafficking. Obviously, according to the law, it is statutory rape. But it is in the service of a blackmail ring for intelligence. It is important not to lose sight of that. And this is a category error. People say you're a pedo protector. But Trump is not protecting pedophiles because they're pedophiles. He's protecting sex criminals because they are a part of a subversive intelligence network. That's the point. And I said that in July, and I said that when there was more urgency.
By the way,
I
pause back up 2 seconds. This is what I've been saying 18 years. He ran an airfield. He was Mossad, MI6, CIA. Lex Wexner, we already know. It doesn't get Trump off the hook when I said a year ago he's going to cover it up for Israel and the CIA and the royal family. And I was right. But there's no evidence of him doing it to kids. And people don't care. They want the moralization to say, no, you're covering up. No, I gave you the answer because what I do is tell you the truth. Like, buy silver, it's going to double the next few years. Go back to Nick Fuentes.
Intelligence network. That's the point. And I said that in July, and I said that when there was more urgency for the files to be released in the fall. I said, let's not get too hung up on the sensational details of the actual sex crime, because this is not just about somebody was trafficking girls somewhere. That's not the story. The story is someone was trafficking girls to acquire blackmail to sell to Israel. That is the point. And that is what I said last night. I said, for someone to make it all about pedophilia, I said, it's kind of just like, it's not really true, because again, it does get away from what's happening there. It is not satanic pedophilia cult stuff. It is really run-of-the-mill prostitution and sex trafficking, but for a international political purpose. And it's important not to lose sight of that. I saw Marjorie Greene say this is about female victims. It's actually not about female victims. It's about the integrity of our government. You understand the difference? It's not to say we're not sympathetic. It's not to say that it's not criminal. It's not to say that it's good. I'm not defending it. I'm saying this is not Dateline. This is not a human interest story. This is a layered crime. It's one crime in the furtherance of a much more politically significant crime. But all these dumbasses, I mean, they literally just don't have the IQ to understand that. For them, it's just about screeching about the same nonsense every day. They don't understand what they're talking about. They have no idea about anything.
Yeah, let's stop there. You can see the full clip on his Rumble. And that is so correct. It's exactly what I say. We're not like calling up comparing notes. It makes all the guys screwing underage girls more guilty. He's saying what it is. What's the mothership? Intelligence agencies, money laundering, buying off politicians. The girls are like beer nuts at the bar. They're just an hors d'oeuvre. It doesn't lessen it. We're telling you what it is. And notice the corporate media doesn't want that. They want to leave it just at one level. No, we're telling you the big thing. They don't want you to know. And then she's calling you. You don't believe in Satan because you said this particularly isn't a satanic operation. It's a intelligence operation now confirmed in the new documents that came out. And then we're bad for showing it's much worse.
Well, it's like I said, it's part of her latest diversion, which is to get off the subject of her destroyed credibility, which is crashing and burning. And, you know, with regard to this, like, you're denying about Satanism and blah, blah. In her post, of course, she ties it into Brigitte Macron. It's Jeffrey Epstein, Brigitte Macron, this, that, and the other. And here's the difference. We are talking about something that is real, something that is happening to the country. What was Epstein's role? He was probably an intelligence mercenary, actually.
Well, it's now confirmed he was working for all the governments, ran a huge airline.
Exactly. And meaning he was probably acquiring blackmail to sell to Israeli intelligence, to British intelligence, to American intelligence. Maybe had some special ties to Israel through Ghislaine Maxwell. That's probably
his dad.
The case.
Yeah.
Right. All that being said, this has to do with the integrity of our elites and our system. If you have Trump and Clinton and other people on the plane, and the purpose of the plane and the island and the penthouse and whatever is to film people in illicit sex acts to blackmail them, well, then the logical question is, Who is blackmailing them and for what? And so I hear people, like, for example, at that Ford plant, the guy screams and says, pedo protector. And to me, that sort of obfuscates what's really going on here. That's sort of like a virtue signal. It makes it about this kind of, like I said, a human interest story. It makes it like a SVU
episode. That doesn't hurt the globalist. That doesn't hurt Israel, the British. If the guy had said, you're covering up Epstein with CIA Mossad, then that would have been no. Instead, it's just this generic thing that goes nowhere.
Exactly. If the guy at the plant said, you are an Israel shill, you're taking us to war with Iran for Israel, that's actually something with substance, saying pedo protector. And by the way, the guy's probably a liberal. And that's what I was getting that on the show, is that this kind of pedo protector thing, that is a way for liberals to obfuscate the message. Liberals don't care about that stuff. Liberals are pro-pedophilia. Liberals have been trying to normalize pedophilia for 15, 20 years. Bill Clinton was a rapist. Bill Clinton was involved with the Epsteins. And by the way, I remember when, and I don't want to create beef here, but when you were at Politicon or the RNC 10 years ago, I remember when Anna Kasparian and Cenk Uygur got in your face because Roger Stone said Bill Clinton is a rapist. Now Anna Kasparian's on Piers Morgan saying Trump is a pedo protector because he protected Epstein. So which is it? Are you mad that that you were voting for Hillary Clinton and her rapist husband? Oh, but now you suddenly care about Epstein. Well, none of these liberals cared about Epstein when Biden was president and couldn't release it.
Meanwhile, Bill Clinton was screwing the underage girls there. So you're right. She uses it on Trump with no evidence, but doesn't talk about Clinton.
So exactly. And that's a subtle distinction. That's why I say it's literally an IQ thing, because what I said is very clear. To make it all about pedophilia and whatever kind of obfuscates the true nature of it, which is that it is a blackmail intelligence ring, and that compromises the government. We're not in the business of, I'm not law enforcement. I'm a political commentator. I think everyone agrees that we should crack down on sex crimes and sex trafficking. And then they turn around and say, you're defending it. I'm not defending it. I'm saying that we have to view it.
Have to defend. It's completely obvious. You went to the top floor, bottom floor, however you see, you went to the heart of what it is, which is all about being accurate. And that's how they spent it. So in closing, only a few minutes left. We should have done more on this. I think I get it. Trump's the best house in my neighborhood. We need to get on his ass, make him better. I criticize all day. I think that's healthy. But are you white-pilled, red-pilled? Are you reality-pilled? The geopolitics of Venezuela, that versus the other things that are happening, overall, your view on Trump, why you've warmed some, where would you like to see him go?
Well, it's clear that he has gotten the message. I know that for a fact. I know that him and his team have gotten the message, and because they see the numbers, the favorability, the approval numbers are all down. And it is also clear that Trump is making a concerted effort to reboot. And there's some things I can't speak on, but they are really making an effort to get some initiative and get some momentum going. Now, whether we're actually going to see anything tangible, that is what remains to be seen.
Let me interrupt you. We don't talk a lot off air. I have the White House reach out a lot, and that's my opinion. I'll leave it at that. You just kind of hinted. Did you got them reach out to you, finally ask your advice?
No, I don't talk to them directly, but we have a lot of people working in the White House.
Sorry, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, but basically, so we, you know, I have some idea of the mood and the temperature over there. And it looks like there's a lot that is happening. You know, they brought on 12,000 ICE agents. They're increasing the detention capacity for illegals. There seems to be, they lit a fire under some of the cabinet members to get some stuff going. So I think that they've gotten the message. There's going to be some more energy. But again, the question is when the rubber meets the road. Are they going to be able to do mass deportations? If even people like Joe Rogan are saying this is the Gestapo, there's going to be huge political pressure like there was in 2018 with family separation. That was always the question, is can they stick it out even when it's super unpopular? So, you know, I really want to see some more stuff with domestic policy. You know, I'd like to see more enforcement on illegal aliens. I do not want a war with Iran. I don't want to bomb them. I don't want any intervention over there. And, you know, we want to see some stuff on these other issues that we're campaigned on, maybe election integrity. We want to see some good stuff, maybe in Congress, break the filibuster, or some really good executive orders that he can enforce. But he's just got to make a difference to get it in the midterms, because if we lose it in the midterms, it is going to be hell. The Democrats are going to make it a living hell. And I'm rooting for Trump. I want good things to happen, but we just got to see it. Otherwise, you know, it's hard to support him.
Well, I totally agree with you. Just straight up advice to Trump. because, I mean, I can tell you, they get what's going on. And Trump means well. He's not perfect, folks, but he really does care about the country. He is trying to make everybody happy. What if you were sitting down with Trump, which you've had dinner with him before, but and he asked your advice there. If you were sitting down with Trump in like 4 minutes or 2 minutes, what would you say to him?
I would tell him, you got to disregard tech, disregard Israel, focus on your base, the message that got you here. What is your movement about? You can have them all back. You can have a true dynasty. You can be a transformative president, but you have to hold true to what you said in 2016, which is end the pointless wars, close the borders and deport the illegals, and bring back the industry. So you got to focus, get the right people, because we got a lot of bad people in there. You know, Kristi Noem is not good. Pam Bondi is not good. Tulsi Gabbard's not doing her job. Like, these are not good people. So if I were sitting across from them, I'd say, get some real personnel, not political patronage, but real personnel that know the mission, that are competent, that are going to do it, and make good on the promises that you made 10 years ago. Put America first, because you know what? The Silicon Valley people, they're not going to turn out in 28 and help you stay out of prison. Israel, they're not going to turn out in 28 and help you stay out of prison, but your base will. You know, the 600,000 Chinese students, they can't vote. The 150,000 H-1Bs, they can't vote. Israel, they can't vote, but people can vote. So you have to do what you said you're going to do and make good on those promises, because people are paying attention and they're watching and they're just disappointed. They were promised a golden age. They were promised all this stuff and they're not getting it. And rightfully so, they're not happy. 2025, let's be honest, it's not all bad, but it was a serious disappointment. They overpromised and they underdelivered. That much cannot be disputed. And I understand Rome wasn't built in a day, and I understand there's constraints.
No, but I mean, I agree with you, but I'm seeing rumblings that Trump gets it, though.
I am, too. I'm hearing that as well. And the problem is, though, we just got to see it happen, you know, because we played this game, as you know, in the last term. And it was, we're fighting over the personnel, and we're trying to get them to see the big picture. And what they will do is run out the clock. This is what the bureaucrats...
No, I totally agree. Look. I want Todd Blanche and Bondi, all of them gone right now. And I know Trump, from people that are in the meetings, yelps at him. That's not enough, Trump. He thinks it'll be embarrassing to get rid of him. No, what's embarrassing is watching them sabotage your ass, because they all know you're going to be gone. They bet on the system. You need to bet on the people, Trump. Nick J. Fuentes, you doing a live show tonight?
I am, yes. I'm going live at 9 Central.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate you. And you're already getting a hold of me. We need to talk the next few days about some stuff, all right?
Sounds good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. All right. Harrison Smith is set to take over right now. I barely plugged today. I can't operate without your support. The best supplements, the best Patriot apparel. It's all available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you all for your support. Go there now. Big sale actually ends tonight. Store-wide 40% off and more. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Can feel the power of Methylene Blue. Don't let the evil power win. Order now on the alexjonesstore.com.
The truth is out there, and they don't want you to know it. There's still people that don't want to believe me out there. How are you going to tell me that Frog isn't totally gay?
Well, damn, I guess Alex was right. That frog was super gay.
A creeping mass with an eerie tone smiles on the surface with intentions unknown. Step past the light where truth's overthrown. Welcome, my friend, to the Info Zone.
An oozing mass of liars and snakes bought and paid for. Truth bends and breaks. It inches in close, steals freedoms away, drowns you in chemicals to make you obey.
I woke up this morning, felt the fire turn. Mind clear, feel the power burn. Found the truth in a place that delivers the force. Real strength, real fuel from the source. Methylene blue. Alex Jones store.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.